This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's been a fun week watching these leftist hounds as they scramble over Ruth Bader Ginsburg and all the excuses now for not bringing a vote to the Senate on who's going to replace her. And now the Republicans have an ad where they say, hey, here's what the Democrats said about replacing the Scalia back in 2016. Have you guys heard this ad? It's a pretty good ad. Let's play it.
The American people deserve a fully staffed court of nine.
The president nominates, and then the Senate advises and consents or not, but they go forward with the process.
What we're seeing here, and I hope this is temporary, is a disrespect to the Constitution.
The Constitution is 100% clear. The president of the United States has the right to nominate someone to be a justice of the Supreme Court. Senate's function is to hold hearings and to vote.
The blockade on filling a naturally occurring vacancy, in my view, is harmful to the independence of the Article III branch.
You cannot keep a seat on the Supreme Court, which represents all of it. You cannot keep it vacant against the Constitution.
Do pretty much everything they can to avoid acknowledging the legitimacy of our democratically elected president.
The American people expect the president's nominee to be given a fair hearing and a timely vote in the Senate.
Every day that goes by without a ninth justice is another day the American people's business is not getting done.
I say to you, do your job. Vote for a Supreme Court nominee.
Instead of just saying the blanket rule is no matter who you are, no matter what your qualifications, because you are sent by this president, we will create a unique rule for you and refuse to entertain you.
One of the most important consequences of who is president of the United States is the system on the United States Supreme Court.
If you want to stop extremism in your party, you can start by showing the American people that you respect the president of the United States and the Constitution.
The American people deserve a fully staffed court of nine.
That was practically every mainstream, big-time Democrat back in 2016 essentially saying, you got to do it, you got to do it, you got to do it, you got to do it. And now they don't want to do it. And what's funny is the list of excuses is what cracks me up the most. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. The one that I find most interesting is they say, he's going against Ginsburg's wishes. Interesting. I didn't anticipate that one. I anticipated pretty much all the others. Even, you know, potential to impeach, they use that as just, that's their nuclear bomb that, quite frankly, blows up on them every time. But I didn't anticipate that they would say it was her dying wish. Let me ask you, does anybody listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com believe that Ginsburg, on her deathbed, made this claim I'm paraphrasing it, but it was something along the lines of, I just hope that Donald Trump does the constitutional thing and doesn't appoint somebody to replace me until the election is over. I mean, the idea that that's her dying declaration, let me tell you, I don't know a whole lot about dying. But here's what I'll tell you. The times that I've watched my relatives die, my grandmother, her father, his wife, are the three most memorable to me because they were people that I so loved and respected. I will tell you this. They did not have a moment of pettiness. So I'm just saying, I don't believe this. And Twitter exploded on it. This friend of mine, his name is Leonidas Johnson. He says, man, I hit a deer with my car this morning. Got out to check the damage, saw that the deer was still alive. Says, so I went over to it as it lay there dying, and it whispered, my most fervent wish is that the Democrats will never be given any power again. An amazing moment. And I got to tell you, it cracked me up, and I got inspired. And I said, huh, I wonder what Justice Scalia's dying wish was. And I remembered. It was that Donald Trump, if given the opportunity, I hope he replaces Justice Ginsburg. Wasn't that his dying declaration? Or maybe it was what oligarch Kabuki, a.k.a. House Cracker, said to me on Twitter. Justice Scalia on his deathbed said that his dying wish was that the Constitution be amended and that Donald Trump would hold four terms in the White House. Oh, man. Look, by now, if you've listened to my show enough, you realize I'm pointing out to you the level of hypocrisy and how funny these Democrats are. It is at a level that I have never seen. I don't think politics can get any stupider than this, unless it starts going like the Koreans, where people slug it out, or, you know, I don't know, where was it, China? Anyway, it was one of these Asian countries where these guys, man, they go to blows. They throw chairs at each other. I'm just surprised they don't whip out some nunchucks and start going at it. Bruce Lee. They fight. I mean, it's really getting to that point. And what's funny, the Democrats think we're going for this. I just did a whole thing on the media, and they believe that they're making an impact, that their belief system, I don't know what to tell you, except they have to know that we understand fake news. But they still, even knowing that we know, they stick to that Alinsky method of keep telling the lie. Eventually it'll become the truth. So now we get Ginsburg's dying wish. I wish I had actually gotten a real quote, because I don't have it. Maybe you guys know what it is. 844-551-8255. All I know is it was something to do with, please, Donald Trump. I'm upset that my death is going to let Donald Trump replace me on the court, or something like that. Something that I would be willing to bet you my life that she did not say. Todd Stearns tweeted, it's a Supreme Court, not the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Kamala Harris actually came out and said, we should honor Justice Ginsburg's dying wish. Wow. They really believe they can pull this over. And I've already told you guys, there's some statistics on this that show that people are not interested. People understand these lies. My Navy SEAL friend Rob O'Neill said, I don't think dying wish is in the Constitution. I think Rob may be right about that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If I were a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, I would lie about Donald Trump. I ain't gonna lie. I would lie like a hound dog waiting for a belly rub. Are you kidding me? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Kevin Jackson, let me slow that down for those people who can't speak Ebonics. The KevinJacksonShow.com. I would lie if I was a Democrat. You have no other choice. The truth about Trump is too devastating to you if you are a leftist, plutopian, Democrat, progressive, whatever you call yourselves. You are in the line of fire. You are getting run over by the train. You are getting kicked in the naughty bits, punched in the gut. I don't know which metaphor you want to use, but you're getting your butt kicked by Donald Trump. U.S. median income increased by 6.8% last year. The average American household made $68,700. That is the highest amount ever recorded. Go look it up. I don't come up with stats. I just tell you what they are. If I was a Democrat, I would lie about Donald Trump. I would tell you, did y'all see this story? Some beauty queen goes, he raped me. Really? Okay, Christine Blasey Ford's, you know, holy mother of. Let me tell you, try. It's fun to watch these people try this stuff. Got no press. It got nothing. I'm bringing it up because many of you probably didn't know. Yeah, another bimbo is accused. Oh, lying skank! There you go. Accused Donald Trump of doing something. Look, I'm not exuding billionaires from doing crazy stuff, but I'll tell you this. Billionaires who care about their brand, who do not drink or do drugs, are not going to sexually molest any woman. Not when it's so easily available. Women that go for that kind of a guy, are a dime a dozen is overpriced. You get what I'm saying? You can fool them lefties. You want to fool them, you want to play, run some game on some people out there that want to play. Oh, Kevin, you got to give them the benefit of it. Yeah, I want to get a game run on you. I'm not even going to argue with you. But you're not going to run game on me. I've lived too long. I know exactly what I'm talking about. And I know the nature of people. Better than most. The only person that probably, not the only one, but one of the only ones who knows more about people than I do is Dr. Phil. You know, Kevin, you know a lot, but I think I know more. I got a degree in psychology. Okay, Dr. Phil, don't be arguing with me on my own show, all right? You get what I'm saying, folks? The point is, I know people, and that didn't happen. I've called it right every time because I know people. Did I mention that? I know people. That my producers, jot that down. I know people. Because I don't want anybody to forget. But I'm about to share the most devastating information to you that you may not have really recognized. It may not be hitting your radar screen the way it hits mine. Because I think differently than a lot of people. And this is something I'm going to tell you probably hadn't thought about. You probably hadn't heard. If you listen to other stations, probably haven't considered. They probably haven't considered it either or either if you choose. Either way. With all the left, here it comes. Pay attention. You might want to jot this one down because you may want to listen to this particular segment of the KevinJacksonShow.com again. So you can break it down for others. But here's what I'm going to tell you. With all that the left, pay attention. Hey, you over there, stop talking. With all that the left have tried on us, they have failed. In everything, they have failed. I want you to understand, nothing has worked. Nothing. They can't get the courts to help them. They can't get law enforcement to help them. Let me break it down for you, okay? They attempted to crush the economy with WuFlu. That was probably one of the biggest desperation moves. I want you to understand how bad things have to be where you say, I'm willing to take myself down. I'm willing to take out my own peeps in order to get somebody. I mean, that is a level of evil. That's not regular fight your battle. That's evil. When you say, look, I don't care what happens to anybody. It's like the dude that drives his car off the cliff because he's having an argument with his wife and the kids are in the back. And he's like, I don't even care. That's what the left had done. That's a great metaphor, too. So they tried to crush the economy. They said, if Trump's going to have you, nobody's going to have you. And they tried to get Trump, you, us, in multiple ways. I don't need to recount them for you. They tried in so many ways. Every single one of them failed. I want to go back to what I said earlier. The lesson here. The most devastating information that you haven't considered. With everything they're trying against us, they have failed. This is like Pharaoh going after Moses. You know what I'm saying? We will send chariots and we will run them down. And God goes, oh, how about this fire tornado? You know, and then he goes, oh, now we backed them up against the sea. They've got nowhere to go. And Moses parts the seas. And then all the Israelites go across and the Pharaoh loses his whole army into the water. I mean, there's nothing he could do. God is going, I'm going to rain some frogs down on you. I'm going to bloody up the Nile. You got nothing. This is exactly what's happening. Everything they've tried against Donald Trump has failed. You've watched frogs come down. I mean, you've watched all the plagues. They can't do anything about it. Social media dominance. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. They got dominance, and you are still whooping that head. You ready? I'm not done. Media dominance. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN. What's the other one? Name them. They got them all. All the media outlets, including Fox News. And nothing. Donald Trump puts out a tweet. Boom. So you think about this. Donald Trump uses social media to destroy social media and the media. Now that is God going, here's some pestilence for you, Pharaoh. Education system has indoctrinated many of these kids. It's unbelievable how stupid they are. It's not helping them. Not winning. Because Donald Trump's getting them jobs. He's giving them relief on their student loans. He's revamping the education system. The worst thing that the Democrats, they don't even realize how bad they screwed up using the Wu flu to let parents get their kids' education back into their own domain. And now people are looking at it going, whoa. Failed again. Here's my point. Everything they've tried against us, they've had huge advantages, not little ones, huge. And they've all failed. You should be asking yourself why.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Chuck Grassley of Iowa are releasing a report regarding possible conflicts of interest between the Bidens and Ukraine, finding that Hunter Biden's position on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma Holdings, was problematic and that the warnings about his role were ignored by the Biden administration. Late Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is being honored in Washington, D.C. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from our nation's capital.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket now at the U.S. Supreme Court. Ginsburg, who died Friday, will lie in repose at the court today. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to ever receive that honor.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. In less than 2 weeks, Beverly Hills police have found 87 people who are allegedly connected to Employment Development Department fraud and identity theft. Detectives say they recovered 181 fraudulent EDD cards with a value of over $3.6 million. Lester Friedman is the mayor of Beverly Hills.
The EDD cards, which are unemployment-based, have been sent out all over the country, and they're being spent in our community as well as a lot of communities in the state of Beverly, in the city of Beverly Hills.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Most of those arrested are not from California, according to Friedman. The House has approved a bill that extends funding to the government through December 11th after reaching a deal with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin late Tuesday to avert another partial government shutdown on October 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
10 states, as I said, on Friday, I started their early voting the day that we lost Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
But to be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning. Sunday morning. We have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That's just weird, isn't it? Nancy Pelosi talking to Stephanopoulos. Just weird. He's asking her about the vote, you know, the constitutionality, if you will, of what President Trump is supposed to do. President Trump's going to follow the Constitution when it comes to Ginsburg. He has to make a recommendation. That's his role as commander-in-chief. The Senate's role is to decide if they want to bring it to the floor. It's been proven that in years where the Senate is controlled by Democrats, they don't like they play games with the vote. Where it's controlled by Republicans, they play games with the votes. Guess what? We've become used to that. That's why your party better be in charge if you want to get what you want out of this thing. Barack Obama found that out the hard way. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. It's a loving place you're visiting here, the Kevin Jackson Show. It's so loving and beautiful and giving. We're happy that you're here. Your vote matters. Your vote counts. VIP.unhyphenatedamerica.org. Vote in person. We have all the tools there for you to go visit the site and vote in person. You know, make sure you're registered. Make sure you know where your precinct is. Look at the videos and understand why your mail-in ballot is at risk. We give you all this information there. This is your most important thing, and that's why Democrats want to water it down. That's why they want dead people voting. That's why they want illegals voting. That's why they want inmates voting. People who've killed other people that have taken away their right to vote, but give them a right to vote. They want these things because they want to control you. And Nancy Pelosi has the nerve when he's asked, Stephanopoulos says, well, you know, what do you think of the Constitution? These people are weird. Melissa and I were talking the other day about when is it time that you really think to yourself, Nancy, it's time for me to give it up. I'm losing it. I'm a drunk. I'm not always here. Joe Biden should have retired from politics years ago. Ginsburg should have been gone a decade ago. So anyway, the Democrats are losing it. We're going to pack the court. It was Ginsburg's dying wish. Like, we have to give a crap about Ginsburg's dying wish. I don't. And oh man, the news that I don't care. I don't give 2 seconds of thought into Mitt Romney's politics or what he does. He is a non sequitur in my life. I don't really care. But I will tell you, his decision that he's going to support the floor vote for Ginsburg must have Democrats just losing their minds. I mean, the minute I saw this, because I didn't care, I knew McConnell had it. McConnell said before I even knew that Romney made the decision to vote for Ginsburg on the floor vote, McConnell already announced, I got the votes. Now, I don't know whether he'd already talked to Romney. You know how these things work. But he didn't need Romney. We have three Republican senators who are not Republicans. Collins, Murkowski, and Romney. They are not Republicans. We used to have more. We had Lindsey Graham. He was a wild card. He's no longer a wild card. Is Romney now switched over? No, he's still a rhino. But you know what? In another 4 years, he may have figured out that the Trumpian way is the way to go. But I would love to have been in a Democrat strategy meeting where they were trying to figure out, guys, we can still get Romney if we could just flip one more person, one more senator. They got nothing. Welcome to getting a Supreme Court that is going to be theoretically 6-3, certainly 5-4. But let me tell you something, people, listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com, Donald Trump is not through with the courts. Do not be surprised if Donald Trump puts one more SCOTUS judge on the bench. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if it's 7-2 or 8-1. Don't be surprised. Why do I say that? I say that because I believe that God is absolutely ruling. I'm convinced that God rules everything in your life, from the most simple thing that you do and say. When I was getting ready to tweet that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, God is my witness. I got that tweet ready. I normally don't even hesitate on a tweet because they're my thoughts. I don't care about it. I work for myself. And I thought for a split second, and God whispered in my ear, the next thing you do could have big impact. Are you sure you want to do it? And I remember saying to God, hey, you got my back. I'm okay with what my decision is because I believe in the words that I'm going to choose here. I believe in it. Click, and I hit the button. And it wasn't 2 minutes, I was fired. But I'm not exaggerating it. I swear to you. God and I had a conversation, and he told me, he says, when you push that button, things are going to change. And I just remember saying, but I trust you. I trust you. And it changed. And in many ways, I mean, obviously it changed for the worse. I'm no longer on Fox. I'm not a public figure or whatever. But it did not change for the worse when you compare it to everything else that's come about because of it. I don't need Fox. They don't need me, but I don't need them. So, I believe God rules everything. But I'm saying, I think that, and I'm not second-guessing God. I have a thing in my kitchen that says, whenever man thinks he's made a plan, God chuckles. But I believe God is saying, I'm going to teach America and the world a lesson. And Donald Trump will be my tool because he's imperfect. No, he's not my son. He's not Jesus. I'm going to show you that an imperfect person can go out and do things. That's what Saul did when he became Paul. Saul was a ruthless man. He became Paul. He became a warrior for God. But he was a horrible guy before that. And I could tell you about guys in the Bible who were adulterers and murderers and whatever else that God called to do their work. And I'm not trying to make this a biblical show. like, when did we go on the Christian network? It's not. I am a Christ follower, a very flawed one at that. But I believe God is saying, lefties, you booed me. I'm done with you. I'm going to show you my wrath. And it's not going to be fiery tornadoes in the middle of the desert. I'm not going to have Donald Trump part the Red Sea. I'm just going to show you what can happen when I turn put my finger on the scale. So we'll see what happens. But the Democrats, they got to be just losing it. And so here's what happens. When they're losing, they want to change the rules. 2016, they lost. Republicans held the Senate, didn't allow a vote on Merrick Garland per the Constitution. And now that things are not going to go the Democrats' way again, they say, we're going to pack the court. Yeah, here's what Fox wrote. As President Trump moves to nominate a candidate to fill the seat for Justice for Ginsburg, a growing number of Democrats threatening to implement a radical strategy. They're going to pack the court if they take control of the White House and the Senate. If he holds a vote in 2020, we pack the court in 2021, says Joe Kennedy III of Massachusetts. It's that simple. Mitch McConnell set the precedent. No Supreme Court vacancies filled in an election year. If he violates it, when Democrats control the Senate and the next Congress, we will abolish the filibuster and expand the Supreme Court, said Ed Markey. Let me tell you, Democrats, stop giving Donald Trump ammunition. You think that in the next 4 years, Donald Trump may say, hey, listen, why don't we just expand the court? And McConnell says, I agree. We need to add two more justices. And he puts two more young Supreme Court justices on that court. What happens then? What happens? Forget that it could end up being, you know, it's going to be 6-3 or 7-2, potentially 8-1. But what if it's 10-1? Yeah. Or what if it's 8-3? And then a lot of this other stuff starts coming back before the court. It's a different game, folks. It's a completely different game now that the Republicans are playing, because they're starting to play the long game. I don't know if you can feel it. They said this, the idea of packing the court with extra justices attempted unsuccessfully by FDR in 1937 to force through parts of his New Deal that were ruled unconstitutional by the high court has bubbled away on the fringes of the party for years, but it began to seep into the mainstream after Republicans refused to hold hearings for Merrick Garland in 2016. And I'll be honest with you, I would have been mad if they hadn't, if they'd held an appointment the way we did against Barack Obama. But as I said, of all things, to the victor goes the spoils.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Johnny, let me start off by saying you've been doing a tremendous job lately. You've been working so hard tonight, so let me take this off your hands for a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, the silent majority is ready to make some noise. If you thought that was a beating, wait till November 3rd when Donald Trump gets his hands on Sleepy Joe. That's going to be a landslide. Hey, and I want to dedicate this fight to all the first responders, all the military out there. You know, this world would not be safe without you guys. You know, you keep us safe. And, you know, not these woke athletes, man. I'm sick of these woke athletes and these spineless cowards like LeBron James.
In case you don't know who that was, that's Colby Covington. He had just beaten a guy named Tyron Woodley in the UFC. He's been an outspoken supporter of President Trump, been to the White House. I have not met Colby, but I'm going to meet him, and I will do a whole thing on him, and we are going to have a blast, because I love this guy. This is the definition of a patriot. a fighter, a guy willing to get in the ring and roll his sleeves up and do his thing, man. And he says, I'm sick of these woke athletes. Here's an athlete that is a real athlete. He's not like LeBron James, has to get carried off the court because he's got a cramp. He called him a spineless coward. I tweeted that clip to LeBron James and said, hey, Queen James, because he calls himself King James. Hey, Queen James, here's a guy that I guarantee you would challenge you. And by the way, so will I. I tweeted that. I challenge you, woke athletes. You know, come into our arena. Get outside of your little circle where you're trying to make money on the backs of poor blacks and people that want to pretend that they virtue signal about stuff. Come into the real world. Kobe Covington, man. Kobe Covington should be serving on the president's something with the president, and probably will. But I'm going to meet this kid, man. I love this guy. Anyway, I always want to give you guys signs. Every show I try to give you things, and we talked about some earlier. Leftists having this date with destiny that they're going to wake up at some point in their lives and go, crap, I was wrong. Crap, I was wrong again. Crap, I was wrong again. And we've learned to discipline that as adults because we, as conservatives, you're wrong about things. You were wrong about the way you raised your kid at times. Maybe you yelled at him and you should have done time out, or maybe you should have spanked that butt instead of doing time out. But here's what you do. You're always in evaluation mode, and it's always for the betterment of the child, for example. Using that example, I've made many mistakes raising my sons, but never maliciously, and always with the idea of what could be better. And sometimes tough love is what it is. Sometimes you got to go periods of time where you go, I don't talk to my kiddo. I don't talk to my family. I have a friend of mine that hadn't spoken to her brother in 8 years. Strange circumstances, but it is what it is. You've probably not spoken to family members or whatever. But guess what? You don't have to get woke. They're the ones that are going to wake up. I laugh at these Holly weirdos and some of these folks out there that are, oh, you guys are so wrong, and you're wrong about abortion. Okay, so I'm wrong about abortion. I'm wrong about protecting the life of a child in the womb when that's what we all were. So it's easy for you to apply that logic because you're alive. But you want to, oh, you look at the circumstances of this woman or whatever. Okay, great. What were the circumstances of every woman? You think that the circumstances that makes a woman have an abortion are unique to her? Never been done in the history of womanhood. Of course not. Everything that's been has happened under the sun. There's nothing new. So you got all this stuff that's going on. What about tax policy? Do you believe the government is spending your money the way you would want them to spend it? And them demanding more and more and more, taking it from you? And I could go on. I could give you government overreach across the board. And we're finally at a point in our lives where we can say we have somebody willing to push back. It says, I want to shrink the size of government. I know, oh, man, we've been spending a ton of money and all this other stuff. I don't disagree with any of that. I have an argument all the time with one of my friends who's a radio host. He says, Trump needs to address all these other issues of monetary policy. I said, great. Okay, take Trump out. Put in somebody else and tell me he's going to address Social Security or Medicare. Who's going to do it? The only person who has a shot at doing it is a guy like Trump who says, at least the people respect my ideas and I don't have to care, so I'm going to make the right decision for the American people. Who else? Because I don't know anybody else that can do it. Yes, our debt is out of control. We got to get a handle on it. There's many things that are going to fall apart, potentially in our lifetimes. But if there's anybody that's got the best hope of taking care of it, it's Trump. So going back to these signs, right? You get a sign like this where Kobe Covington, an athlete, speaks out against the other athletes. More of that will happen. There was one of the football players wore a dead cop's badge number or something on his uniform. It's one small step, people. One small step in the other direction. The president mandating that you can't teach this 1619 BS or we'll pull the funds. DeSantis, that just said, he just issued something about cops in Florida. I can't remember what, but Georgia says if you interfere with police officers, you're going to get arrested. I forget what Georgia did. I mean, Florida. But they're, you're starting to see these little movements back towards law enforcement. These little things that are going back towards capitalists. Less taxation, less government bureaucracy, etc. You wouldn't have any of this if it weren't for Trump. So here's another sign. John Bolton puts out a book. I don't think the book sold very well. The Justice Department opened up a criminal inquiry into John Bolton's book. And I'm just saying, no good deed goes unpunished, John Bolton. If you think you were going to, you know, side with the left and try to make Trump into some bad guy, bad things befall you. However, the flip side of that is there's a book that's called Blitz, 10 weeks on the New York Times bestseller, and it's a book that talks about Trump in, I don't want to say in a positive light. Because it sounds like it's a Homer book. It's written for that reason. It wasn't. Trump's this book, Blitz, was written about Trump and how he's been able to sort of effect the blitzkrieg against the left. It's a pragmatic and truthful book. It's kind of like Bleeding Blue. And for the record, bleedingbluemovie.com. I hope you go watch it. I'll make you a deal. You watch that film. If you don't like it, send an email to the Kevin Jackson Show. Just go to the website and contact us, and we'll refund your money. That simple. I've said it on every radio show I've been on, every TV show. You watch it, you don't like it, we'll give you your money back. One other quick point. We've been selling, ironically, a lot of my book, Race Pimping. RacePimping.com. And let me tell you why that's kind of cool. Because in that book that I wrote 4 or 5 years ago now, that book chronicles every single thing that you're witnessing right now in this new woke society. It chronicles all the nonsense of BLM. I give you the playbook. It's kind of like the movie, excuse me, Bleeding Blue. It's amazing that you can make something a couple years ago and it still stands the test of time. And that's where we are with this film and my book, Race Pimping. I keep getting confused now. You know the thing? RacePimping.com. So for some reason, people have started buying. I really don't know why. They're buying this book like crazy. Melissa was shipping a ton of those out. So anyway, here's the point. Bolton's book, struggling. He's got an inquiry in the Justice Department that's been opened up. A pro-Trump book. 10 weeks now in the New York Times bestseller. Now, Barack Obama is supposed to be releasing a book. They say it's the most awaited book of any president. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's a lie. 730-something pages of drivel. Yeah, he's going to regale us with his tales of heroism and overcoming like no other. And as I joked when I talked about this, because I'm gonna be talking about it. I talked about it on a radio show, but I'll talk about it on here. I'm shocked that it's not a Marvel book, and Obama's not on the cover. It's Captain Blackness, you know, the social media hero for the new age. But here's what's funny about it. They made the pre-release of the book, because it was supposed to have a big splash, and then Ginsburg dies, and it's died on the vine. And it's the most anticipated book ever. Crown Publishing, who, by the way, the publisher, one of the bigwigs at Crown Publishing is Christopher Wray, the FBI director's daughter. So you just, as you learn things, you see the incestuous nature of politics in America. But remember this, we're winning.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.